welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Wednesday, September 28, 2016. There has been still a lot of activity with Zika in Florida, especially with the sequences, and on some of the other metrics have been updated today, and there's lots of cases, local cases, that are still occurring in Florida. So for all this information and more, we go to Dr. Henry Nyman. Dr. Nyman, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Ryan. It's good to be back. I thought we'd do a quick update. A lot of this is breaking, so it hasn't been fully analyzed yet. But it's getting to the level, as far as the local cases are concerned, that it seems likely that there's probably clusters, and they haven't really grouped them yet. And they're just being reported as individual local cases in Miami-Dade. The numbers have increased very dramatically. This week alone, there's been 23 local cases. They've broken down. On Monday, there were 10 local cases, of which 5 were in Miami-Dade. 3 were older cases from Wynwood that had just been confirmed but went back to July. And 1 was from Miami Beach, and 1 was from Palm Beach. And then yesterday there were 4 more from Miami-Dade, as well as another exporter case. This is a local case that basically was in a non-resident of Florida. So this would be somebody either came to Florida on business or pleasure and got infected, and whether that person was actually identified in Florida or wherever they originated isn't clear. And then today there were 8 more cases. There were 6 local cases. One was from Miami Beach, 4 were from Miami-Dade, and yet another one was from Palm Beach. So there's been 2 Palm Beach in 3 days. And one was classified as unclear, a person's in Broward County, but maybe a share of residence with the Miami Beach case who lived in Miami-Dade. So that one's a little bit unclear. And so that's why I say this is breaking, but it's and has been fully analyzed. But the numbers kind of speak for themselves. Oh, there were 2 more that were exports. So this week alone, there's been 20 more Florida residents, local cases. This isn't counting any of the travel-related cases. And there's been 3 more exports. The exports are particularly telling that when a location is exporting cases, and now the total exports are up to 13, that's an indication that there's a major outbreak underway, because the exports are people that are in Miami for a short time period. And if they're being picked up where there's 13 now, then the number of local cases would be many times that number, because wherever these 13 cases were infected, there's probably a lot more local cases or local residents that would have the same exposures, except they not only would be exposed for the time period that these visitors were exposed, but they would be exposed prior to that and after that. And so, and there would probably be a lot more local people than there would be tourists or visitors. So if you're exporting 13, then the number of cases you have is probably 1 or 2 orders of magnitude higher than that. And so these are all pointing to significant transmission. They're not being called active transmission, largely because they're really not testing. They just updated the active investigation page, and the term active is probably a misnomer. And for Palm Beach County, they have 3 investigations going, and they've only collected 3 samples. So, you know, they're only collecting 1 sample per investigation on average. And then in Miami-Dade, excluding Wynwood and Miami Beach, they have 7 investigations. And for those 7 investigations, the total number of samples that have been collected has been 7. So again, they only have 1 sample per investigation. So those aren't really investigations. Those are kind of, they've got a local case, they'll report it, and they'll just cross their fingers and hope they don't get any other cases within a 1 square mile. Area, and if they don't test, then they can say they have no evidence of, and in this case, there's no evidence of an investigation because they haven't been gathering any evidence or creating any evidence. So the numbers kind of speak for themselves. I mean, these numbers have 23 local cases, and if you throw out the 3 from Wynwood, you've got 20 new local cases in 3 days. And so that's at a rate that was higher than what I used to get for travel cases coming in. So it's clear that there's a lot of local transmission, and that is leading to a lot of active transmission, but the active transmission has not been designated as such because there's really no serious investigations of these local cases. Now, one other development that was announced today was the location of the 5 mosquito pools. And they've actually been put on the map. We maintained a Zika map, and they gave the exact street address. And so the markers on the map, both for the for cases as well as we have another map that's for sequences, the mosquitoes, sequences are precisely located on the, there's only 3 of the 5 that sequences are out so far. So the first 3 are all on the sequence map, and all 5 of the positive mosquito pools are placed on the map of the cases. And, you know, as expected, all 5 areas are in South Beach, but they are fairly spread out throughout that whole area that was originally designated as a warning for pregnant cases. And and there's a little bit more information on the sequences. The sequences, if you recall, there were 5 that were made public, and then there were 6 more sequences that were at the Scripps, the Anderson Lab website. I did find a table that actually gave the disease onset dates, and I think that the first 2 cases, which I originally suspected that they were Wynwood cases, may in fact be the first 2 cases in Florida, based on when these 2 cases developed symptoms. One was on July 9th, the other was on July 10th. And the caution dates kind of match what was in media reports. If you recall, the first case was announced on July 19th, and subsequent media reports indicated that the Department of Health actually was aware of those cases, that case, 3 or 4 days earlier. And that would correspond to one of the samples that was collected on 716, which would be ZF22. And then Broward came up, was announced, you know, within 2 days, and there's another sample that was collected 3 days later on July 19th, and that was ZF21. So there's a reasonably good chance that ZF21 represents the first Broward case, and ZF22 represents the first Miami Beach, I'm sorry, not Miami Beach, but Miami-Dade case. And that would, again, highlight the fact that this virus has likely been in Florida for quite some time. The hard data has to do with the one place from Cuba, the one case from Cuba, I should say, who basically was collected on June 22nd. This person had developed symptoms 12 days after returning from Cuba to Miami. So in all likelihood, that person was infected in Miami, not in Cuba. And that would indicate that it was being locally transmitted in June. But the sequence data raises the possibility that the virus has been here for some time prior to that. And some of that evidence would come from these individual cases and where they're from. If the first two cases really were from Broward and the first Miami-Dade case, neither of which were epidemiologically related to each other or to the Wynwood case, if you look at the tree, you'll see that those sequences are all on the same lower branch. And so they kind of represent kind of one arm of these sequences. And on that branch are the first two mosquito collections, which are ZM1 and ZM2, both of which were on Miami Beach. And so you really have this one branch is likely to be diverse, is likely to have, exactly where Wynwood is on this group isn't quite clear. But they're, on the one hand, they're all on the same large branch that has two samples, or two people outside of Florida, one from the Dominican Republic and the other from Guadalupe. But the diversity of the sequences from Miami suggests, or from southern Florida, because one of these may in fact be Broward. It suggests that the virus was here quite a bit prior to even that June collection. And the reporting now, some of this reporting increases may be in fact due to there being a heightened awareness and people that come to Florida and return home and develop symptoms as soon as they say they were in Miami or Miami Beach, then Zika is highly suspected, and they get tested. So there may be increased testing of people who came to Florida and developed symptoms just before or when they left, just after they left. And then there may be more cases in Miami-Dade where it's clear that not only was there an outbreak in Wynwood, but there were two different outbreaks on Miami Beach, both of which started with five cases. And with these reports going up with six local cases each day, six to eight local cases, then that would lead to more people with symptoms asking to be tested. And in contrast to what things were like prior to July, when it was virtually impossible to get tested unless you had traveled outside of the country, now all you really have to do is say, I've got symptoms and I went to Miami, I've been in Miami, I've been even in Florida now. And it'd be much easier to get tested, and that would lead to a lot more positives. So in summary, we're still waiting for the sequences to be released to get the final version and potentially have a little bit more information on the characterization sheet to confirm that these that the two earliest cases really come from Broward and Miami-Dade, and both of which were epidemiologically unlinked to the to Wynwood. I guess it's conceivable that some of these cases really were linked to Miami Beach, and at the time of collection, they they really didn't focus on Miami Beach because at that time the only known area of active transmission was in Wynwood. And so if they weren't, if they hadn't been to Wynwood and they couldn't find evidence of infection in their neighborhood, you know, they were just in, you know, case closed. But because of the large number of cases on Miami Beach, it's possible that some of these Miami-Dade sequences or cases, I should say, that are being announced recently, as well as some of the earlier cases that were showing up when Wynwood was the only known location of transmission, may in fact have been infected in Miami Beach, or alternatively, there may be many areas where there's clusters of cases, but they're not being identified because there's no real investigation. There aren't any samples being collected of these people's neighborhoods, and they're pretty much relying upon multiple cases being identified passively with a doctor just testing somebody that's got symptoms and then just putting, you know, their residence on the map and wait for to show up within 1 mile of each other as far as where they live, or within 1 mile of each other as far as where they work. And maybe that would lead to an investigation. But right now, it really looks like the virus is spreading fairly aggressively right now, particularly in Miami-Dade, but potentially in Palm Beach, and with two new cases, you know, reported in the last 3 days. And the sequence data is looking more and more like they all fall on the same branch, because they're not due to recent travelers bringing the virus in from a lot of different areas. They're really due to the fact that the virus was brought in from one area months ago, and that virus is now quite widespread in the mosquito population, at least in Miami-Dade. But what the relationship is with Miami-Dade to Palm Beach, I don't know. You know, it's not clear whether any of these sequences that are on the website are from an area outside of Miami-Dade, other than the one that is suspect of being from Broward County. So I think that's going to wrap it up for right now. There's just too many loose ends that drawing firm conclusions, other than to note that this rate is very high, and that the locations are widespread in South Beach. And I wouldn't be surprised if there will be some mosquito pools announced in the mid-beach area of Miami Beach in the not-too-distant future. How aggressively Miami-Dade is going to pursue these other cases, I'm just very suspect that there's going to be much aggressive testing, because, you know, as we had mentioned before, on September 1st, they pulled all the metrics. And when they pulled all the metrics, there were two investigations that had zero samples collected, and two other investigations that had less than 10. One had 3 samples, one had 6 samples. And there wasn't a whole lot of evidence that any of those investigations led to a large number of additional samples in those cases, but you know, a large number of cases have now been closed, and it's not clear that they were closed due to a lot of samples being collected, or whether they were closed just because it was just time that they had not collected many samples. They didn't get any more reports of another case in that area, and they just kind of said, well, it's been 2 or 3 weeks and we don't have another case reported there, so we'll consider this case closed, even though the number of samples collected has been minimal, in some cases possibly even zero. So that kind of wraps things up for today. Quick update.
Okay, well, thank you, Dr. Nyman, for the information. Everyone, let's go to our website at recombinomics.co for all the latest news information. Okay, bye.